Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It is always game day in Cleveland. How about that? The Browns win a crazy game on the shores of Lake Erie, where the snow was heavy on one side of the field, a little bit lighter on the other side, and the Browns pick up their third win of the year, 24-19 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Explain to me how the Browns beat the Ravens, beat the Steelers, should have beat the Bengals, and can't beat anybody else. Well, Jacksonville.
I can't explain it, but it is something that came up in the locker room as well after the game. A couple of players lamented the fact that beat the Steelers now, beat the Ravens. We've shown that we can play with folks, but here they are sitting at 3-8. But nevertheless, credit the defense, credit Jameis Winston, who had a couple of critical fourth quarter mistakes, the strip sack, the interception that turned the tide in the game, got the Steelers right back in it and actually gave helped Pittsburgh take the lead. But they were able to do enough to give Jameis one last crack at it, and they were able to get the ball into Jerry Jeudy's hands a couple of times, and then obviously get Nick Chubb into the end zone for his second touchdown. We didn't hear from Chubb after the game. Big shock there, you know, Mr. Quiet. But Kevin Stefanski and basically the entire team elated that Nick Chubb scored not once but twice, including the game-winning touchdown against a team.
He had kind of alluded to that earlier in the week. This could be a big week for Nick Chubb.
Yeah, and you know, this wasn't going to be a 25-30 carry game for him, but no. He ended up around 20 carries, Andy, and it was a pretty efficient 20 carries. But you just, everyone feels so great for him, considering this was the team that he suffered the devastating knee injury against. He comes back a little over a year later, and he beats the Pittsburgh Steelers in primetime.
So a little bit of fun there. And then the Browns end up on primetime right after this, too. They'll play on Monday Night Football against the Denver Broncos coming up a week from Monday. But let's talk a little bit more about today's game. I mean, it was a bizarre game. And, Daryl, the call at the end of the game, rather than take fourth down and two, a third down and seven, Mike Tomlin, I mean, that took forever to kind of sort its way out. And when it was all said and done, the Browns were able to pick up a huge first down. It really wouldn't have mattered if it was third or fourth down because they picked up the yards on the next play. But yeah, man, that was just bizarre. And I mean, I didn't get a chance to hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about it after the game, but it was weird. The whole thing about it was weird. It was a pass to an eligible receiver, and I didn't get it.
I think he was trying to figure out, once he saw the Browns put the offense back on the field at fourth and a yard and a half, he was like, I probably should take the extra 5 yards here, even if it gives them an extra down at third down.
Right.
So I think that was the thing that Tomlin was going, because originally they were going to decline the penalty, then they were going to take the penalty, then they decided they were going to decline it again, and then ultimately they decided to take the penalty. It was a bizarre sequence, no question about it. But again, I think Tomlin was trying to figure out, you know, what Kevin Stefanski was thinking. You know, were they just going to go to the line and try and bluff a little bit, try and pull them off sides, get the cheap first down that way? Were they going to, you know, take it down, burn the timeout, bring the field goal unit on, and try a kick? Kevin Stefanski told us after the game, unless it was going to be a really short field goal, he really had no intention of putting Dustin Hopkins on the field. Talked to Dustin Hopkins in the locker room. He said he felt confident pretty much any distance. He understood the conditions. You know, defensive players were talking about how it's the wet snow, so that's the clumpy
stuff.
It's all
about the plant foot right there.
Right. Yeah. And, but, you know, Hopkins felt like he was going to be able to bang it home from at least 45 on in, but didn't have to worry about it because Nick Chubb went ahead and took care of it down on the goal line.
And Jameis Winston also did a nice job on the touchdown he ran in too as well, and then they were able to get
his earpiece on it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, he got drilled midair, and something popped out of his helmet. Kevin Stefanski said he thought it was the quarterback to coach communicator, the earpiece in there that popped out. I thought maybe, you know, he was mic'd up for Thursday Night Football and his microphone came out or
hard
something.
Knocks. Or Hard Knocks.
Yeah, or Hard Knocks. But yeah, I mean, that was a roller coaster read for him. He was, you know, rolling out and looking, nothing there. And he just tucked it. And once he got to the goal line, you got close and he went airborne. I always get nervous when I see guys go airborne, especially your quarterback, because you worry about them getting hit midair and coming down and landing funny and getting hurt. But he got up perfectly fine. And yeah, I mean, it was a weird night all around. Weird because the Browns won. Weird because they beat the Steelers, who still can't win
on
Thursday night
on the road in the AFC North. No.
The Browns have won 7 straight on Thursday night.
Maybe they can play all their games on Thursday night moving forward.
Well, here it's so.
In fact, they might want to move to the Mid-American Conference and play action on Tuesdays. They have a chance to win.
I got some good news for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Browns will still play the Bengals on Thursday night football again.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
They are not being flexed. So obviously, you had this one tonight.
Right.
They will go to Denver for Monday night football. And then, of course, they've got Pittsburgh. And then, you know, they will play the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football. The NFL deciding that everybody should suffer through Cleveland Browns football. And what? No, I'm kidding. You can't make those jokes after a win, can you?
No, not after a win over the season.
But the league just – and I think the reason why they didn't flex that other game out was because of Hard Knocks.
Sure.
You know, that –
well, let's face – I mean, whether you like it or not, the Browns are pretty good for ratings. Doesn't matter if they're winning or losing. I hate to say
100%.
That, so.
And you just – that locker room after the game, you could just feel the weight seemed to be off everyone's shoulders a little bit. By the way, how about Myles Garrett? Hat trick, T.J. Watt, goose egg, shutout.
What did he say about it after the game?
Well, no, I mean, just – I mean – after the back and forth that occurred this week, how sweet was that?
It had to have been, especially when you're only, you know, 2-win team coming into this, 3-win team, and you're trying to figure out what you're playing for, and then you're playing for what, you know, defensive player of the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was kind of an honor thing.
Yeah, by the way, Myles Garrett, now the 7th player in NFL history with 10 sacks in 7 consecutive seasons. How about that?
Yeah, he's headed for Canton at some point. I do want to go back and talk about Jameis Winston for a second. Had a fumble, had an interception. I'm sure Browns fans in the fourth quarter were going, here we go, same old Jameis.
Yes. Well, especially because they fell behind, too.
Right. They were down 19-18.
You know, and they seem to have it sewn away at 18-6, right? Kevin decides to go for 2. David Njoku goes up after dropping a pass on second down, would have been a touchdown. He goes up, airborne, makes the catch for the 2-point conversion. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this thing's over. I've watched the Steelers a couple games this year. Their offense really struggles at time to put points on the board. And really, the only reason the Steelers got back in this game was because the Browns let them.
Hmm. As my good friend Joe, the security guy, says to me on the field out there, I just want you to know the Browns have won every game this season where they've scored more than 20 points. Congratulations.
They are, yeah, and they're also undefeated when leading at halftime.
Oh, I didn't realize
they're now 2-0.
Wow, all right. So we're getting all kinds of
tips. Yeah, so.
All right, so let's go back on Kevin Stefanski here for a second, because he was taking a lot of heat. People are questioning whether he's going to be around or not next year. I will say a win over Pittsburgh, and especially if you can get 2 wins over Pittsburgh, goes a long way in this town.
Well, you know, my thing going into this week was someone has to be held accountable for this very disappointing season overall. That said, I don't believe that Kevin Stefanski's the problem. And it would be a shame if he was the fall guy for whatever has gone wrong this year. He was not getting fired after this game. If the Browns would have lost this game, I can tell you he was not getting fired. In fact, I put it in my game preview. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, maybe if they lost tonight, maybe the seat gets a little warm. Okay, but he was not getting fired after this game. We'll see what happens after the season. You know, where things stand, where they ultimately end up. Myles Garrett said after the game, listen, we're not playing for draft position. We're not playing for picks. We're playing to win games. We are competitors. We are trying to win football games here. That's what it's about. We are not thinking about next year. We're not thinking about draft position for the front office or, you know, being able to get more players, whatever. They're just focused on the here and now. And I think you saw that in this game, you know, being where they're at. And I think, too, it helps that they were on, I guess we call it national streaming, the national internet. I don't know, we can call it national TV.
It's still a national broadcast, and any way you want to look at it. So
they're on a national stream. How about that?
All right, well, we'll take it. We'll take any stream they can get on. Daryl, any final points? You know, I want to get home before the second storm hits. So,
Are you worried about the snow?
Well, we got another storm that's supposed to come in.
So. By the way, I'd like to point out, if they do build the dome, we don't get snow globe games anymore.
You know what? It's okay.
It looked great. I'll say this. It looked really great from a very warm press box. I think for Browns fans in the stands, I think it was also perfectly fine because they...
I can tell you, I saw a lot of people wiping out in those really expensive seats down on the...
All I know is the Yinzers that showed up here, they were using those terrible towels to wipe tears tonight.
You know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. A lot of Browns fans did come out and support. Yeah. So, hey, we want to remind you, it's always game day in Cleveland, brought to you by our good friends at Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. We will talk to you. Wow, it's going to be a little while. We'll figure it out. We'll probably talk to you early next week.
Middle of next week. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Daryl's ready to go on hiatus with the Browns for a couple of days. So they are not back again until a week from Monday. It's always game day in Cleveland.